You don't perform under pressure. You arrive prepared. Most men think pressure reveals character. It does, but only if you let it. More often, pressure simply exposes how little planning you did. A short pre-event ritual turns your standard from an idea into a behavior. That's the point of the quiet armor.
So it's sort of like putting on armor before you walk into a room, without the chest plate and melodrama. Practical, minimal, and useful.
Exactly. The quiet armor is four parts: objective, boundary, tone, exit. One short line for each, one sentence each. Together, they give you a compact script and a posture to enter from. Standard, not reaction. Part 1. Objective. Define the one outcome you want from this interaction in a single sentence. Not a plan, not a list. One sentence that orients you. Example for work. My objective is to leave this meeting with a clear decision and next steps within 30 minutes. Example at home. My objective is to hear the concern, resolve one practical step, and keep this conversation constructive. Keep it short, repeatable, and outcome-focused.
Short and useful. I like that. Less to trip over when things get noisy.
Part 2. Boundary. Name a clear non-negotiable you will not cross. This protects your standards. Examples: I will not accept personal attacks. Or for a project meeting, I will not agree to an open timeline without a clear owner. Say it once, internally or quietly out loud. It's the line you won't step over.
And if someone tries to push you past it, you've already declared the limit. Makes the next move simpler. You don't have to invent a reason on the spot.
Part 3. Tone. Decide the voice and posture you'll use. Tone matters more than fancy words. Options: measured and steady, or warm but firm. Physical cues help. Breathe low. Soften your jaw. Keep hands visible and calm. A short phrase to anchor the tone. Let's solve this in a low, even voice. Or, I'm here to hear the facts, with shoulders back. Practicing this once makes it land as authentic, not scripted.
People worry the script will sound robotic. Practicing aloud once or twice fixes that. Say it until it sounds like you, not a performance.
Part 4. Exit. Pre-declare how you'll leave if the conversation breaks your standard. Don't aim to shame anyone. Aim to preserve dignity and your standard. Templates. I need to pause. Let's pick this up after X. I can't continue if this gets personal. Let's reconvene tomorrow. Or, if we can't agree on facts, we'll document and revisit. Make it short, factual, and decisive.
Those are good. Short, plain, and honest. You don't have to be melodramatic. Just clear.
Altogether, the quiet armor can be practiced in a full 60 to 90 seconds tonight, so it feels natural. Then compress it into a 15-20 second run before the moment. Here's a full 75-second script to rehearse tonight. Say it out loud once or twice and mean it.
Do that tonight and you'll surprise yourself tomorrow. Once I practiced just like that, walks into tense meetings felt different, steady instead of reactive.
Now, the compressed 15-20 second version to run before you walk in. Objective, one decision. Boundary, no personal attacks. Tone, measured. Exit, pause and reconvene if it gets personal. It's the condensed anchor.
And adapt it. Work meeting. Change the objective line. Dinner table. Change the wording so it's softer but still firm. Online, make the exit a timeout and a follow-up message. The frame works anywhere.
Micro trial. Use the Quiet Armor 3 times over the next 3 days. Each evening, answer 1 binary question. Did I run the armor before the moment? Yes or no? If yes, note 1 outcome. What was different? If no, note why you skipped it. That's the data. It keeps the ritual from becoming ceremonial and helps you refine language for real situations.
Simple measurement beats good intentions every time. 1 line in the evening, done. No journaling marathon. If it felt awkward, tweak the phrasing, then try again.
Reflection question. What 1 upcoming moment tomorrow will you armor for? Say it out loud now. Name it. Picture it. Pause. Commit.
Hold yourself to the standard. Strength doesn't need an audience.
If this matters to you, try the 3-use trial and come back to tell us how it went. It's low cost, high return.